All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and it's time for What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Jeff Hathorn is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Jeff, what are we looking at injury-wise with the Steelers? What situations are we monitoring, and how are they going, even though we're only, what, one real practice day in? Well, two now.
Right. Well, I mean, Russell Wilson, still limited, is something we're monitoring. But as your colleague Jerry Dulac reported, I would be surprised if we would see him this week. Roman Wilson is an interesting one. You know, he was limited. He got to one full practice last week and then dialed back to limited. Can he get into a, you know, finish a full practice today, get one in tomorrow, and maybe make himself available? Those are, you know, a couple of the guys. I don't see Sayamalu ready to come back from the pec injury. He didn't practice yesterday. So, you know, Roman Wilson is intriguing to me. I mean, it's coming. Whether it's this week, I'm not sure or not, but it's coming.
Jeff, how about the Chargers coming in here? What do you think the Pirates have most to worry about?
Well, I mean, they're playing. It's like they're playing Baltimore. You know, the Steelers used to have Arizona West. This is like Baltimore West, you know, with the offensive coordinator and J.K. Dobbins, who is the NFL's leading rusher right now. And under Harbaugh, they've transformed into this Baltimore-Michigan hybrid. But what they are is physical. And they like to run the ball. And then if they get that ball, you know, that ground game going, I mean, they've got a quarterback that can hurt you. If you're playing too much up on the run, Justin Herbert can make you pay. And, you know, they've been successful early on. And obviously, they've got some guys on the edges in Mac and Bosa that can wreck games. And I wouldn't say, I don't know if you have stability or instability with the Steelers at tackle, but at least there's some questions outside of tackle. Maybe it's a benefit that you have a third in case one is really, you know, one is really struggling in the game Sunday.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Speaking of those tackles, what do you notice about Broderick Jones and his demeanor around practice around the room, Jeff? Because it's been called into question whether or not he has been fully engaged here, fairly or not. We had Chris Oak double down on that, at least from training camp, that he didn't think that Broderick was fully engaged.
You know, we haven't had a chance to talk to him this week. I would say in practice he looks like the same guy. And I've never seen anyone that's looked this interested. I would say this. I think there's a thing in his mind of, like, put me in a spot and let me go. Like what he said after the game about how he doesn't want to be in a rotation, either I'm playing or not. I think it's the same. Like, if I'm going to be left, like, put me over there and let me battle with Dan Moore. Yeah, I think that is maybe working in his mind a little bit. But obviously, you know, that first preseason game, he wasn't ready to play. I think he's practiced hard, and now he's getting that chance. I mean, let's see what he does with it the rest of the week, because Tomlin's given him a chance. Even publicly said, hey, here you go. Win that job back. Thing is, Fautano's not ready to give it up, and he battles as hard as anybody in practice.
What's Justin Fields like to talk to, and what are your observations of him around the room? Is he a talkative type of leader, or sort of what's the vibe around him?
It's I think Dan Moore called it an aura. He doesn't say a lot, but the guys love him. Mm. And they have from OTAs and minicamp. You could see it. There's just this respect, his work ethic, how he handles himself. I mean, these guys gravitate to him. He doesn't talk a lot. He's not. He doesn't say a lot. He doesn't go around shaking hands. Like, he comes in, he does his job. Not that he's unfriendly, but he just gets to work. And you can feel that these guys are like, I'm down with this. Like, I like the way that he handles himself. He's never emotionally over the top or, you know, under the table. He's just a constant guy, and I think he's earned some respect with these guys.
Jeff, I would maintain, and I don't think it's a crazy thought, that if Russell Wilson were to really ball out this week, like play both halves like he did against Denver, I mean, there's a chance we may never see Russell Wilson start a game here. Thoughts?
I don't think that's too far-fetched. I mean, if Fields comes out and he puts a full game together and they put up a nice offensive effort against the Chargers, now you're going on the road to Indy. You're going to make that change? You're 3-0. Guys are starting to gravitate towards this new guy, and now he's coming off a solid game. And all of a sudden, you know, the calf tightness isn't so bad. Is that going to put – I don't know how you would make that change 3 games in. 2 games in, yes. 1 game in, obviously. 3 in with continued improvement. He could be left behind because of this injury, unless Justin were to have a horrible game or, you know, get hurt himself.
Jeff, you're a philanthropist, a patriot, a scholar, a spiritual guru, and a living example of journalistic excellence to our impressionable little co-host here, City Limits.
That's
Thank
correct.
You.
We enjoyed a great match last night together.
Oh, did you hear what we're going to do? Limits and I are going over to Pitt, and Olivia Babcock is going to blast serves at us, and we're going to see who returns them better.
You ever returned a serve?
No. No.
Get those forearms ready.
Am I going to have to be airlifted out of the place?
You're going to be sore. You're going to be sore.
He said that I would be airlifted out of there, Jeff.
She served.
Her serve is insane.
It is. And there's some pain involved in trying to return that. They make it kind of look easy. It's not.
I'm going to show up like Barry Bonds with the armor on my arms, right?
Might need it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, boys. Good luck, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
What a wonderful man he is, huh, Limits?
One of my favorites. One of the best in all Pittsburgh sports.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 81 today with cloudy skies. I'll see you bright and early, big boy. We have a football Friday.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Good night.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.